It's time for Coffee with Kane, and it's fueled by Scooters.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for some serious action. Not really. It's time for Coffee with Kane, and it's fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Last week, we had Bart Vandeven on with us and he owns Scooters. He and his wife, Carrie, own Scooters in Farmington, along with like eight other locations across Southeast Missouri and Arkansas. Anyway, so it's time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
You've been absent.
I have been absent.
You know what? Your biggest fan,
yeah,
is listening. She's missed you.
My whole legion of fan.
Your legion of fan. Yes. Okay. Oh, you're hilarious. So look at you with your cute little laugh. Oh my gosh, I've missed having you on, Mr. Kane.
Well, I've missed being here, but you know. It is what it is.
You have a busy job, and I have, like, famous people to talk to.
You mean besides me?
Yes, besides you. I'm trying to remember who I've had on. I had, now I can't think of their name. Hold on. I got to go back, because it was, David Scott with Court TV.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I watched the two-hour premiere of the show, and it was super good.
You liked it?
Yes. And then I had Jonathan. Why can't I find all my stuff is messed up on my calendar. What was his name? It's not on here.
But it wasn't me, though. I think that's
no,
the important thing.
It wasn't. Oh, Jeremy Swift from the movie Grow, the Halloween movie that just came out.
I got it.
That's
yeah.
what it was. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was prepared for this conversation just not to bring up people whose name I can't remember now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing great.
You're killing it.
I have not had enough coffee. I've only drank like half my coffee this morning, and that is no bueno, sir.
No, sorry.
Anyway,
I got mine.
I know, because I scheduled your coffee for the thing to run this morning.
That's very nice of you.
I wanted you to have coffee because I knew you weren't going to drive into Farmington from Bonterre to get Scooter's coffee and then drive back to Park Hills.
No.
So,
thanks.
And Scooter's is fueling Coffee with Kane now.
Yes, it is.
I'm super excited. I'm super excited totally. About that. I don't think people understand how
excited. I love coffee.
I know you do, which is why you're a perfect guest for Coffee with Kane, because you love coffee so much.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you always liked coffee?
Since I was like 15.
Who introduced you to coffee?
My father.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He drank it all day.
Your dad?
My father did, yeah.
Oh.
He drank coffee all day long.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware. Does your mom drink coffee all day?
Yeah.
She drinks decaf now, though.
Yeah, she does.
Because she doesn't want the jitters.
Yep.
Hi, Grammy. Love you. I know your mom likes to listen. I was trying to think if there was anybody else. Cater might be listening. Because, you know, this started out as Coffee with Kane and Cater. But because of an election and some other circumstances. Dude, that guy's busy. Did you hear about the ribbon cutting at Berry Road that it had to be delayed because of the rain?
I didn't know it was delayed.
Yeah, it had to be delayed because of the rain. And that was kind of a bummer. So our own Jared Pettis was out there for the ribbon cutting. So.
I saw. It was pretty exciting, though.
Yes. I am aware now that you and Jared are friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're buds.
I was not. Cater says, I don't like coffee. Good morning.
What's up, Cater?
I think Cater's never had the good kind that I drink, that is the southern pecan that doesn't even require cream and sugar. It's so delicious. But I put cream and sugar in it because I'm an idiot. But anyway. Did you hear me talking earlier about the IQ tests?
No.
Apparently 6% of people, wait, where is 6% of us think we're below average. Only 6%.
Oh, wow.
Average is 100. Average is 100, okay?
Yeah.
And only 6% think they're below average. Listen, I went to high school. I know that there are people who are
Let's do a little something from the IQ test and just remind everyone, if the middle is 100 and only 6% are below 100, then that math doesn't work out.
No, that math ain't mathin'.
It's not mathin'.
Just saying. Okay. So anyway, 46% of people said they're above average. I do not believe that half of Americans are above average on the IQ. I think that half are above and half are below.
Well,
or less than half or above. I don't know.
It depends who they surveyed, but I mean, if it's 50%, then it's more than half. Like, that's half.
See, I'm in the below. That's not true. I have a college degree. I learned my numbers and my letters, my ciphering.
I was a high school graduate.
Okay, so here's what I really wanted to talk with you about
yes.
for our listeners this morning okay. is the new report that says the average person, again, average, has two different places at home that they consider, quote, my spot.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I only have a spot.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have more than one? Do you have two places that are your spot?
Not really. No.
Yes, you do.
Maybe the chair and the bed.
No, your chair in the living room.
Yeah.
And the back porch.
Oh, that's
if
outside.
I can't find, it's still part of the structure. It says places at home. It doesn't say. This says these spots are like a place on the couch, a seat where they keep their chargers and headphones, a chair next to a window that they've spruced up with a houseplant. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's my spot.
Much.
And a spot in the garage where they can keep an eye on the street. We don't need that, but you, not in this house. So.
True.
You've had it before, though. And then younger adults like Gen Z. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm skipping ahead. Or a hammock in the backyard where it's quiet. So yours is the chair. What do they call that? Kind of a lawn chair? It's not zero gravity. It's a...
I don't remember.
It's a lounge. It's a big man chair, though.
It's something about gravity, though.
It's too huge for me. That chair is way too... Like, I could fit myself and some small children in that chair.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything about you. I'm saying the chair is... Like, my feet don't touch the ground in many, many chair situations. So,
yeah,
I'm only 5'2" or 5'2.5".
That's a vertical challenge.
It is. Ooh, I just played something about Simone Biles in the Sorta Sports Report early this morning because she was doing a Get Unready with Me where she was taking off her makeup on TikTok and sharing some personal facts. And she said she is officially 4'8".
Wow.
I know, right? She is teeny tiny, I think my grandmother used to say that. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so back to the spots.
Yeah.
The average person has had their spot for 4 years, although 17% of people say they first staked their claim more than a decade ago.
Wow.
So I have multiple spots because I like to move around, similar to the way I often do at church, where I move around and sit in a different location.
Okay.
Because I like to feel out the building and the congregation. I don't have to sit in the same spot. I will sit in a certain spot, but then there are also times where I just stand in the back.
Yeah.
And watch people.
There's sometimes I stand up in the front and watch
people. Oh my gosh. Stop. That is your spot at church, is up in the front.
Yeah,
so for those of you who've never listened to Coffee with Cain before, Mr. Cain is, or have not heard it with Mr. Cain, he is a pastor in the United Methodist Church, and so he always is at the front. Although older churches have those giant altar chairs that crack me up, because like seeing you in the giant altar chair at church.
It kind of looks like you in the lounge recliner out back.
Yes. It's like Lily Tomlin in her giant rocking chair.
Yeah.
Or the big comfy couch girl.
Yeah.
In the kids show.
Yeah.
Or Blue in the big red chair. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Anyway, all right. So 52% say they'd consider their favorite spot in the house to be sacred or reserved for a specific purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
My spot by the window that has the plants is to get sun. I need sunlight to make me not feel depressed.
Yeah.
And then also it helps me relax. I like, it's just a different location. And then, you know, we both have recliners that are comfy. You use yours to watch television and to chill, and I sit over there when I want to do like little crafts or paint my nails or whatever.
Yeah.
Or sometimes sleep. But my sleeping spot is the sofa.
Yeah.
So,
has anybody else noticed that she has spaces all around the living space and that I have one?
You could have more than one. No. You just don't like the others.
No, this is not true. No,
that is true.
If I go take a nap on the couch, I will get booted.
No, you won't. And number two, you won't sleep on the couch because it's too small for you.
But you don't know that. What if I wanted to?
You're welcome to sleep over there. You'll have to fight the dog for it when I'm not on it.
No, it's your space.
It's not my space. It's my couch. I love that couch. You don't like that couch, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, see, friends, this is what I have to
deal with. You don't like to sit on couches anyway.
Mm.
You have never been a couch sitter since I've known you.
I think what she's really trying to tell you all is that I only have one spot in the entire house that's mine. Everything else is hers.
I'm going to say one word.
Else.
I'm going to say one word to you, and I think that you're going to understand why none of this is true. Are you ready for the one word?
No.
Closet.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All
Listen,
right.
I have one.
You have one. You have the master bedroom closet.
You have two other closets.
Two small closets.
Whatever.
That one of the spots to hang things up is so high, I have to get a stool.
Whatever.
Because
my clothes are bigger.
My clothes are half in, not in a closet. They are still packed away. So
mine are bigger.
They are bigger.
Yeah.
Your suits are humongous.
Yes,
as far
they are.
As like, yeah, you needed the closet. I gifted it to you because I am a good wife.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you are.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
You better not be. Listen, you wear suits all the time. I don't dress up all the time. I mean, I dress nice, but I don't wear like blazers and slacks and stuff like you wear. You wear a suit. There is not something that is really comparable to that in women's clothing aside from a suit.
Yes.
And I don't wear suits to work. So I gave you the nicer, bigger closet.
And all of my stuff fits in it.
Yes, and that was my whole point. I use various other closets to get dressed, and
okay, so
it doesn't matter.
Friends, what she's trying to tell you is I have a chair and a closet, and that's it.
That is not.
That's my whole
garage.
This is one
the
of those
times
where... The
laundry room is yours.
If you need help, blink twice.
Oh, please. You know, your mother's going to argue with this.
No, I doubt it.
You really? You doubt it?
I doubt it, yeah.
Okay. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. You're hilarious. Okay.
I try.
Well, your 52% consider their favorite spot to be sacred. I would say some of your spot is sacred. 54% would take offense to someone else taking their spot. Listen, I'm not Sheldon, but I also know that you have broken in your chair and my chair would seem uncomfortable to you.
True.
And the same goes for me. Although I will tell you, the back porch sitting, I have to sit in different spots because one is uncomfortable to me.
Hmm.
So I usually will sit on the outdoor furniture couch thing and put my...
The sun is closer over there.
Yes, I like the sun. You do not. So
no, that's not true. I like the sun. I just don't like the sun really hot.
I like to be hot.
There you go.
Okay. This whole thing started with a conversation about, you know, my spot. What is my spot? If you could choose a different spot in the house, what would it be?
I have no idea.
Okay. Really? You don't have a different spot where you would like for your chair to be?
No.
You're comfortable with where it's located?
Unless it's directly in front of the television so I can watch baseball.
You can see the television very well from your spot. Did you want me to move it over where that cream-colored chair is?
No, if it's like 5 feet away from the TV.
Oh, no. You have a ginormous TV. That is, you have an unhealthy relationship with your television.
No, I have an unhealthy relationship with baseball.
That is accurate, sir. Okay, and so this ends this episode of Coffee with Kane and Therapy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Mr. Kane. Okay, well, I think you'll be back again next week if you're available.
No, I won't be here next week.
What?
I'm out.
What?
It's hunting season.
Oh, boo. Yuck. That stinks.
No, it's good.
You're going to be gone for hunting?
I might.
Again, y'all, this is a point I need to make here. Therapy with Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!